To book online or not to book online? That's the travel question of the day. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. We start with trade. The U.S. and Japan have been expected to ink a deal on the sidelines of the U.N. General Assembly today, but the threat of car tariffs could slam the brakes on a final agreement. The BBC's Mariko Oi explains.
President Trump has threatened to put 25% tariffs on cars and car parts, agriculture being another sticking point. But it seems like Japan will reportedly slash tariffs on U.S. beef from nearly 40% to eventually 9%. And in exchange, the U.S. is expected to cut tariffs on imported industrial goods from Japan. There were reports that Japan was demanding what's known as a sunset clause to be included in the pact. So basically, if the U.S. goes ahead with those auto tariffs, then all the benefits would disappear. But it seems like they've come to some kind of a happy conclusion, with the foreign minister saying that those auto tariffs are not something that we have to worry about, and we'll find out the details later today.
The BBC's Mariko Oi there. Let's do the numbers. Asia shares were broadly lower after President Trump said China's economic model has created an unfair playing field. Stocks in Europe are also lower as the UK Parliament gets back to work today after the Supreme Court yesterday ruled the Prime Minister's suspension was unlawful. Many times, infrastructure projects run over time and budget. The latest example is French company EDF, which is constructing a nuclear power facility in the UK. Today, it said the project will cost up to $3.6 billion more than originally thought. Nick Butler is a professor at King's College London. He explains why the time and costs of these projects are so difficult to calculate.
I think the problem is that the technology, this very big European pressurized water reactor, is very difficult to build. It is a construction project that has now failed twice. The plant at Flamanville in the north of France is even further behind schedule and even further over budget than Hinkley. The technology should have been online and producing power years ago. And it's a real signal that we should move on from this technology to something else now, because it is too difficult to build and too expensive.
What else should we move on to?
I think we should start looking at, and indeed people are starting to look at, much smaller, simpler nuclear reactors, which could be built quickly and used in series, so one next to another. The technology is known. It needs to be developed now for this sort of purpose, and I think that would be a better bet.
So how can governments that greenlight these kinds of cleaner energy projects make sure they actually can be delivered and that taxpayers won't in the end pick up costs of delays?
Well, in this case, the UK government negotiated that any further delay, which is what we're now seeing, would fall on the company. I think you've got to have contracts like that. But also, when it's clear that a technology won't really work, can't really be built on time and on budget, you've got to move on to something else.
Nick Butler from King's College London, thank you.
Pleasure.
Many of us like the ease and convenience of booking vacations online. And in the wake of the collapse of UK travel booking company Thomas Cook, experts have said business models that don't include an online element are doomed to fail. But not everyone sees it that way, especially not 49-year-old London-based firm Trailfinders.
Good afternoon. You're through to David at Trailfinders. How can I help?
For customers who don't want to come into a shop, this is the only way you can book a vacation with this travel company.
They don't book online. It's a conscious decision based on a belief of trying to make sure that we can give them the best possible holiday, listening to what they have to say, and then trying to add some suggestions and some extra value. If they do it online, it's always going to be a second best holiday.
That's Toby Kelly, the boss of the UK's largest independently owned travel firm, Trailfinders. I met him at his headquarters in London to talk about lessons the industry is learning from Thomas Cook's collapse. Many experts have said it's not possible for the Main Street travel agency model to survive in the internet age. Mr. Kelly, though, says they're wrong.
They don't really understand, I think, what consumers are after. I think if every holiday was the same, if there was a choice of 10 holidays and you pick one, they'd probably be right. But, you know, we booked holidays for 400,000 people last year, and virtually every holiday was different. People tailoring their holiday to get the very best for themselves, I mean, something that's different from their next door neighbour.
You are a profitable company, but at some point, do you think there is a trade-off between being maybe less profitable to give customers a better experience or better tailor what they're asking for?
We are a profitable company, but I don't think the margins in travel are not high, and we offer, I think, fantastic value to our clients. We book tons of local experiences, and we certainly brought more and more of that into our portfolio over the last 7-8 years. So we offer a very wide range of hotels, tours that we checked out and we're vouching for. So we spend an awful lot of effort on that. And I think our profits are pretty modest in the context of the size of the business.
One of the biggest criticisms about Thomas Cook is that it wasn't adapting to changing needs of consumers and travelers. How are you future-proofing your business?
More recently, we've become a major player in the cruise market. Just in the space of the last year, we've formalised our offer in terms of corporate travel, European holidays, expanded our offering in terms of family holidays. So always evolving to what people are asking us for, making sure we put the right things in the shop window.
Toby Kelly, CEO of Trailfinders, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, if you're heading off on vacation soon to, say, Germany for Oktoberfest, beware of products claiming to cure pain from too much drinking. A German court ruled hangovers are an illness, and companies offering anti-hangover shots and drink powders are making illegal health claims. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.